Hello, everyone. Welcome to She Podcast. This is Jessica Kufferman with me, as always, my lovely co-host, Elsie Escobar, and our producer, John Buchanis. How is everyone doing today? We have a bunch of stuff to tell you about. Sorry, I guess I should give you a chance to answer. Go ahead.
We're peachy. We're good.
Great. Now, no, just kidding. This is She Podcast Take Two. Jessica will have her shit together, although so far it's not going well. So, how's everything going? You got a lot going on, Elsie. The E-League doors are finally closed. Did you get a new crop of ladies, a new crop of chicks?
Yes, they're amazing. And I'm stoked and incredibly busy, which is like when this is going live, I'm sure, you know, in my kitchen drinking some hot drinks and preparing for a very challenging day in terms of just, you know, lots of things to do. But it's going to be great.
Woohoo! So we're excited. We're excited. I couldn't tell necessarily, but we're excited, right?
I know. It's like, it's, yes, I am excited, but it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot of, like, this is like when it's like, oh my God, here we go.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
it's down to the
you're
going to
do your first marathon. You're going to run your first marathon, or you're going to do your, you know, this is when you do it. This is like the thing. This is like triathlon day. It's triathlon
it's
day
like that
today.
Song.
It begins for 5 weeks.
She's going the distance. She's going for speed. She's all alone in her time of need.
Oh my God.
That's Elsie right now. She's just, that's her theme song right now.
I just have my theme song.
Yep.
That said though, Jess, this is, I'm not the only one that's going through some of this stuff because.
No, I'm
what's
having
been
an amazing
going on?
Time.
What's been going on? I mean,
I've been planning the She P Live, the Women Podcasters Experience Conference, a live conference happening in Atlanta this fall. For those of you who don't know or haven't heard about it, we have a Kickstarter that we launched a couple weeks ago, shepodcast.com/Kickstarter. It has got to be funded or no eventski because, well, for a couple reasons. Podcast Movement did an event, Kickstarter before their event years and years and years ago. And since then, the concept of podcaster conference has been proven, but not necessarily. I mean, there's one women's one, but it's primarily focused on women who are employed by networks that do podcasting. This is sort of the indie. Well, it's for everyone, but I want to make sure that this is what we want before I pledge my heart and soul into it because. Well, first of all, if I can fund enough tickets, then I know there's a need and I can book a hotel and everything will be fine. Also, if I can fund enough tickets, I can go to a sponsor and say, look, all these women bought tickets and they want to come. This is how many we expect. And then they'll say, oh, great. Sign me up to do the passes or sign me up to do a lunch or sign me up to do this or that. We've already had some sponsor inquiries and some speaker inquiries. And actually, just so you know, that will be available soon. It's just that I'm not thinking about sponsors yet because I only want to fund this Kickstarter. So if you are listening and you want to support me or Elsie or the show or even this concept, if you or even if you want to buy buying a ticket is the actual dream, but if you can't go or you're not sure, at least do us the favor, send us a little bit of support so that we can fund this Kickstarter and know that the community backs us and wants it to happen. So that's what's been happening. Lots of Pinterest boards for me.
That's right. No, but I think that it's really important too. In a lot of conversations that we've seen, we've had a request for that, right? When are we going to have a conference? Like that has been come up along a lot of the time. And I'm going to table this that I'm going to say right now to just acknowledge it. The fact that I have been the resistance in having this not happen sooner. It's been all me. I'm the one that's been putting the brakes on this. But I'm going to table that to the side because I want to get to the conversation, which is this, which is the fact that a lot of people, and this happens online all the time. They're saying like, oh my gosh, we need to do this. Oh my gosh, it would be so great if you guys did that. And then nobody actually commits.
Happened to us actually a couple times. Just our group has done that a couple times with us. But I don't want to give you all the credit for the resistance because I probably would have done it whether you resisted or not. I was just waiting for the right time myself. You know, I was waiting for the apples to be ripe so I could pick them whether you wanted to eat apple pie or not. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, so, I totally understand. All I'm saying is that the reason that the Kickstarter is really there and the reason that it is super important, I am so confident. In fact, we have gotten so many people who are interested in this event for sponsorship. It's crazy.
Yes. It's been awesome.
Companies are literally ready to just be so happy. But here's the thing, people. We cannot fund this with sponsors, because then what's going to be, it's going to be Jessica and I and sponsors.
Yeah, we have to make sure interest. And
that's right.
Even if it's just that you buy an online ticket, it would be enough for us to know, okay, people do want this. They're just not sure they can afford it. And we're going to be selling tickets all year. But if we can't raise 25K, I can't promise the hotel we'll be able to spend that on food and beverage. And when there's no venue, then there's no vendor layout. There's no breakfast. There's no hotel block. All that stuff needs to happen in order to have a decent conference. You got to have hotel rooms. I got to be able to tell people it's at this place. I can't do that without a funded Kickstarter, because I'm just trying to be, for once in my life, I'm trying to be conservative and not pull the trigger without having learned how to use a gun. That's a terrible example.
Yeah.
But you know what
I mean. It's like, yeah, no, but I totally understand. And so if any of you guys have really wanted to have that feeling of being at a conference where people get you, you know, that people get what it's like to do this, which is what Jess and I have been doing now for 4 years, where we record wherever it is that we can, through people being sick, through the fact that my Wi-Fi has gone down, through the fact that I have people screaming in the background, or we have children trying to tug at us the entire time, to understand that it's so hard to juggle doing all of these things to get behind the microphone, and that sometimes you feel like people don't get you. Being in a room full of women who are doing the same thing, and that they understand what a microphone is, they understand what recording in Skype is, they know what it's like when you lost the darn recorder.
I feel your pain.
You know? And with happiness, with all happiness and joy and colors and glitter and sparkles.
Elsie and I are all about I have to ask you something, Elsie, because I feel like, and I could be wrong, but every time I send you a picture of something that's either colorful or has glitter, I feel like you're brightening up about the event a little more every time. Like you're just like
every single time.
Pretty.
Yeah. It's like,
am I right?
Anything that it's, yes, I am. You're totally right. It's like glitter, sparkles, paint, anything that has to do with colors. I'm so stoked. It's so cool.
How could anyone be unhappy or overwhelmed in a rainbow chandelier room with purple and blue spotlights and balloons covering the wall and peonies and glitter and snow and fairy dust? That's this event. I don't know what I just promised, but I hope it looks something like that for you guys. That's what my goal is.
Actually, maybe we just need to get like colorful glasses for people. Maybe we could do that.
Oh my gosh, you know what? We could totally do that. So when we went, this is a total tangent, but when we went to Phipps Conservatory in Pittsburgh, which is like one of my favorite places ever, and they had Christmas lights outside, and it was all snowy and Christmas lights, and then they gave you these snowflake sunglasses things, and you put them on, and then when you walked around and you looked around, everything was snowflake.
We don't even need
the decorations. We just need the glasses. Just thought I'd
oh my God,
you
know. I'll look into that because that would really help me out. Yeah. Will it turn terrible food into good food?
I'm not sure, but it would make things pretty to look at.
I'm joking. This food's going to be incredible. It's going to be amazing. You know, I mean, Elsie and I, no matter what we do, we always have good food there. We've never done anything without good food, even to risk our own lives. Because that first thing we did, we brought in food and it was delicious and we weren't even allowed to do it. We got in trouble, remember?
We got in trouble because of the good food. We spent so much money on that food, you guys.
Oh, I know.
That's a story for another day.
It was like $2,000.
Four ladies.
The hotel staff stood in the back of the room and watched us all throw out our plates because we weren't allowed to have it.
We had to throw them out in like 50. Like, we had to throw out all the food. But anyway, that's a completely different story.
That was so terrible.
This is about the She Podcast Live experience where we're not going to be throwing away food that way.
No, we're not.
And
we learned our lesson.
We just want to know that there's a need. And we can't know that if you don't go over to the Kickstarter, because that would make, I mean, it would just... It would be so incredible to see that, and then it can actually come to life, and then we can really make it happen, and then we can really make the deals and talk to people and have speakers and start having those conversations, because I know that there's a lot of you guys, too, that have reached out, like, I could be really good at speaking about this and that, but you know what? It doesn't matter if you're really good if nobody's there.
Yeah, I do want a lot of, I want a lot of speakers. I want speakers and I want hot seats and I want panels, but I just don't want to think about that until I know we can book a hotel. There's no point in thinking about sponsors
and
speakers. without knowing.
There's no point.
You guys want to be there. So please be there. Please buy a ticket. They will probably be transferable if you're not sure you can come. At the very least, buy the ticket. And yeah, like Elsie said, show us that there's the need, that you guys need. You need it. Like, we need it. We really need it. Mm-hmm. And it's not that there's anything wrong with the events that are out there already. It's just that the way we do things is a little different, a little fun, a little bit of laughter, a little bit of mindfulness. It's just different. And so we want to share that with you. We really want to share that with you and have you all share your knowledge and experience with us, too. So gpodcast.com/Kickstarter.
And I had one last thing to say. Jess has been putting up, she actually put it up on our Instagram page and in the group as well, where she has this lovely image. And I think what I'm going to do is in the show notes, I'm going to link to the Instagram post for She Podcast. Okay. So instagram.com/She Podcast, where she asked, what does your dream conference look like? And I want you guys to go in there and then comment. And to go ahead and just let us know and make it a dream. Make it to the point where you're like, oh my gosh, I've always wanted to attend a conference that had this. And just give it voice and put it in there. And then that way we know something that we can plan. And maybe it would be just super fun. And it's a lovely image that she put up there. So
thank you. Maybe you guys want milk and cookies. And maybe you guys want a ballet performance. And maybe you guys want to hear from Terry Gross, and maybe you guys want to hear from Anna Faris, and maybe you guys want to sit in a giant circle of 1,000 people and introduce ourselves, or maybe you want something more like World Domination, or maybe you want something more like the Essence Festival or Mom 2.0. But we want to know, what's your dream event? And also, for me, this is something, my dream, I'm just going to start it because this is the reason why I asked the question. My personal dream event is where nothing starts before 10 a.m. And because I've said that, so many women have been like, thank God you're going to do that. I do really want to do it, even if it means we go a little later, because moms especially never get to sleep in. And when I go to a conference, I want it to feel just a little like a vacation. And I can't fool myself if I'm up at 7 a.m. I just can't. I want to fool myself a little. Right. Let me wake up at 8:30, one flipping day, you know? So I really do want our things not to start until 10, even if that means we're having lunch and dinner together instead of breakfast and lunch, or even if it means we have one meal together. I don't know. But so that's the kind of stuff I want to know. Like, what things have other conferences been missing for you? Are they missing like super lush goodie bags? Are they missing, like I said, milk and cookies at night? Is it missing, you know, deodorant in the bathroom? Is it missed? You know, like, what stuff do you want to feel happy and comfortable at an event? When you think back to the events we've been through for podcasting, different years have different things. Some years there wasn't enough water, and some years, like in Philadelphia, like the flipping air conditioning wasn't working. That's not something I can help, certainly. But like, tell me about the stuff that's why I said, like, don't tell me what you don't like or necessarily what other shows have done that you don't like, but just what you need and want in order for it to be a great, great experience. And I'm going to try and provide it. I want all your feedback. I've never done an event like this before. I've done some events, but not like this. And so I really want it to be special for us.
We like it. We want
it. It's my love letter. So, it's my love letter to the podcasting community.
That's really.
But you know what?
What?
Do you know what though? I'm going to tell you something. If we're going to talk about this, we're going to really talk about it. Can we?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was going through this little, I found this little workbook. It's called, first of all, I found this woman online who is the cutest thing I've ever seen. And she has the best branding. It's called Eventistry by Alicia. And she's got all these little, she's got all these articles about like how to be like a boss event planner and how to become, you know, competitive and how to have a great VIP experience, et cetera, and so forth. Well, she has this little workbook that I downloaded that's just like the fundamentals of planning your first event. And I went through, you know, a lot of it is like, what do you want it to do? Why do you want it to do that? How do you plan on making that happen? You know, and when I got to the why, you know, the why is funny because even though I've never done this event before, Elsie, you know, I've always wanted to do one. But like, you know, when people ask you the question, what would you do if you won the lottery? What are the things you would do with the money? Do you know what my answer's always been?
Nope.
Throw a big ass Brewster's Millions type of party. A big party. I would take that money and throw the biggest possible party and invite everyone I know to come and have a good time. That's my what would you do with $1 million answer. So when I got to the why, the answer was just like, because nothing would be more fun than hosting people I love and watching them have a good time and eat amazing food. It's my favorite fucking thing. It's the reason why I'm always like, stay with me, stay with me. You can stay with me and I'll feed you and we'll have a good... It is my favorite thing is to host people. I don't know that I ever realized it about myself until I was filling this out. And then I was like, oh my God, I love throwing parties. It's the best.
Well, I could have told you that just from the fact that the way that you've thrown Isaac his parties, where I'm just like, how did you even come up with that stuff?
His birthday party. I know. Every time I do that and people ask me about it, they're like, you're so good at it. And I'm like, nah, it's just the one time I get Pinteresty. I don't know where it came from. I was never like that before. It just happened out of nowhere. All of a sudden, I was like, you know what it is? When Pinterest happened, that's when I started doing it. I didn't realize that a birthday party could be so cute and fun. When we were kids, it was like a pointy hat with an uncomfortable strap under the chin and a cake from Weiss Market and pin the tail on the dumbass, right? It was never cute little relabeled water bottles with my name on them and like choo-choo tires and like, it's so fun and cute. Whatever. You know what I mean? Pinterest changed my life. Pinterest has ruined my life. But for the good. But for the better.
But I mean, it's like that's one of those things where like, I'm happy that you enjoy it so much because it's the kind, because remember the party I threw?
You had one chair. She had a birthday party for a child and she had an outdoor tent and one chair for people to what? I guess fight over. I don't know. But do you remember my reaction when you're like, I guess you had sent Randy to the store with X amount of dollars and he came back with an outdoor tent and one chair. And you were just like,
yeah.
I said chairs. Chairs. And I was like, I guess people just stand around. But wow. Y'all don't know you need chairs at a party? Wow. It was so funny. I almost lost my mind. Yeah, you should have seen.
I mean, it was hilarious. It was like, dude. So not. It was one of those things where but between the two of us, we're like, what are we going to feed them? Like, what are they going to drink? And then Rand's always like, oh, they can bring their own stuff. Like to him, it's like.
They can bring their own food to the party. Honestly, I almost flew to Asheville that day to help you. That's how annoyed I was that he only bought one chair. I was just like, what the hell are people going to sit on? Not realizing that they're all like Elsie and they're just like, look at that chair all alone. It has a vision, a vibe. You know?
I know.
They're all like Elsie. And they're like going to be like, one chair. It's a statement. It's modern art. It's wonderful.
No, I think it's one of those things where everybody like sits on the ground. Like, yeah, that's the kind of people have. Like,
and
everybody
sits on the ground.
They're doing this stuff.
Right.
But even that, though, it was just one of those where I was just like, what are we going to eat? He's really into like, they could just bring their own stuff. I'll just tell them to bring extra chairs.
Oh, my God. You know, if I told Isaac's parents, the kids' parents at the JCC, that they had to bring their own food and their own chairs, I would never have another friend ever. No friend would even, they wouldn't even talk to me at the swimming pool if I accidentally splashed them. Seriously, I would be ostracized.
Do you see what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? Like, as in like why the whole conference idea is just so, I mean, I was the one that was told my mom for years was like, please, no parties. Do not give me a birthday party. I do not like ever since I could have the will enough, the self possessedness enough to say to her, no parties, no mom. Then she stopped because,
well,
it was like she wanted to. And then I was like, no parties.
Well, this is also why you were fired from the planning committee. You're on the marketing committee now.
That's right.
You're on the marketing team. You're not allowed to be on the planning. The planning team is Elsie free. And let me tell you, all who are listening and planning on come, we are the better for it, I assure you. One fucking chair and bring your own food. That's what kind of conference she would have made us do. One chair,
It was so funny, the first round of the E-League that we did, we were so excited by the whole experience. Everybody, you know, because when you do something for the first time, there is a magic to it. Like, especially the first time you attend something or the first time you run a course that really is life-changing. That's what happened with the E-League. And then so towards the end, everybody was like, you know, lovey-dovey. And it was like, oh my God, we should have a physical, like, retreat and all this stuff, right? And of course... Guess what I said?
What?
Where would I have them, Jess? Where would I have them?
In Asheville, right?
Well, yeah, but in a yurt.
In a yurt? Did you really say that? No, you didn't.
I did. And half of them were like, yeah, I've always wanted to stay in a yurt. And half of them were like, a yurt?
Listen, I'm going to say this now. If anyone out there ever decides to throw Elsie and I a She Podcast theme party, an anniversary party, it's not going to be our conference because our conference is about you, the listener. But if you ever want to do a party for us, I expect a yurt cake. I expect a yurt rat. I expect a cat crying in the background. I expect all kinds of like Elsie and Jess. I mean, like, actually, you know who would be perfect at this? Emily, because she did She Podcast Bingo. Oh, yeah. We never even talked about She Podcast Bingo.
She did the bingo card. It's like everything on the bingo card needs to be some kind of decorative element. Once the conference is funded, because I'm putting that out, once the conference is funded, then we could just have like these little tiny hidden,
insider.
What are those called? You know what I mean? The hidden things inside of websites and stuff?
Easter eggs.
Yeah. We can have Easter eggs all over the conference that is like only like somebody that knows She Podcasts would do it. Like somebody would look at it and go like, why is that cat
right
there?
Right.
Oh, that would be really cool. We could have like bingo going on the entire time. Like people could be walking around with bingo.
It would be really fun.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
If we played She Podcast Bingo and gave away prizes, like sponsor prizes, wouldn't that be cool?
That would be great. Or like what are those things where people like hide stuff and you have to go find it? Not hide stuff, but
scavenger hunt. Called?
Yes.
Scavenger hunt or like the treasure map that they did at PodFest. Seriously, what? Yeah, I know you
but
speak
like
English,
without having to talk to people. you just have to find it.
That's like a scavenger hunt, almost like Easter egg hunt kind of.
Yeah, it's sort of, you know, when you go to Trader Joe's and then they hide that monkey. Or some kind of other toy. Yes. Have you gone into Trader Joe's lately and you know about that?
Yeah, I do know about that. They'll hide like a something and then you have to find it in the store.
Yeah. And usually the little kids obviously love to do that, but maybe we could have something like that. Maybe it could be fancier, like some kind of sparkly something or other that's hidden somewhere.
It's a great idea. I love that idea.
That would be kind of
fun. Would be amazing.
So this is a conference of all kinds of fun stuff and maybe we will talk about podcasting.
No, it will be about podcasting as well. But, you know, it will. I also want it to be a conference where, like, there's stuff you can learn here that you can't learn at the other places. Like, I don't necessarily want to teach how to start a podcast or how to be a good interviewer. I mean, there will be some aspects of that. But I just want it to be different. I want it to be approached differently, like interviewing new people or, you know, I've never seen that, or how to interview someone you are obsessed with, like celebrities or that kind of thing. Like, I just want it to be like a different take, something that women might have a struggle with, that our community might struggle with, that would never be highlighted on in other podcast conferences. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Like, that's totally fine.
Okay.
but still, though, I mean, it could be totally like She Podcasts, like our show, where it was just random tangents. How could we do that? In the, like, you know, when you're writing down, like, what, like, the
how
event.
How can we do that without goats is the question. How can we do that?
Oh.
Do we have to?
Goats.
But that's what I mean. We could have goat cheese ravioli if we had the party, a She Podcast party. Wouldn't that be funny?
Or we could just have little goats everywhere, like little plushy goats as decoration.
They smell, though. They're smelly. I don't want goat poo everywhere. If you can have goats without the poo, then I'm in.
Plushy goats. Plushy goat, you know, like the fluffy goats, plushies. Not the actual goats.
Plushies, yeah.
What are you talking about? I'm going to take my goats.
Doesn't plushie mean something else?
Isn't that what a plushie is? Aren't those little fuzzy thing? What do you call those things? Those toys with the fluff?
They are called stuffed animals. But also,
Stuffies.
Isn't plushie another term for people who have an affinity for, get turned on by animal costumes?
What?
John?
You're talking about furries.
Furries! That's right. So, yeah, my kids when they were your kids' age, they started calling their stuffed animals furries. And I had to have a full conniption fit about it. That's what it is, furries. Thank you, John.
I don't even know. You never finished the sentence. So, I don't know what this is. You said something about when people are turned on by stuffed
by wearing
animals?
Furry animal costumes.
Oh, I saw an episode of CSI way back in the day about that.
Yes, they put on animal costumes and then they interact in an intimate way with the costumes on. And that's called furry, not plushies. But I thought it was plushies and I couldn't remember. And then John reminded me it was furries. And yeah, so furries are not plushies. Furries are people who engage in that particular fetish.
Okay. But, yeah. Well, not that.
I'm so glad that I've cleared that up for everyone.
So there's that.
Anyway, so yeah, I think that whoever's going to plan a sheep podcast party needs goats and yurts. I can't believe you would suggest that. Are you going to do yoga at our retreat? Have you thought about whether or not you want to run yoga for everyone?
No. I don't think that I'm up for that, dude. I want to do yoga.
Oh, you want someone to do it with you? Okay. You don't?
It's like,
you're such a good teacher.
No, because it doesn't matter if I'm good at it or not. I need yoga more than I need to teach it.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, I see your point. I'm just being difficult. I'm like, I see your point.
I don't want to do that. I want to sleep until 10 too.
You do?
Or till whenever, other than, you know, because I had to, you know, we talked about it last time, 8 o'clock. I had to get up at 6 just to get ready to be there at 8. You know, it's too.
Yeah, see, I don't want that. I want people to be able to have a nice, luxurious breakfast, get ready for their day, journal, meditate, work out, do yoga. I don't want people to have to get up at 5 in the morning to do that. I want us to be refreshed and take really good care of ourselves at this event. That's kind of my point. That's my MO.
Yeah. I think that would be lovely. Fantastic.
Yeah.
We love it.
It's going to be really good. So, all right.
Bottom line, fund it.
Yeah. Please help us fund it, please. Sheepodcast.com/Kickstarter. And now, do we have anything else to talk about or should we just say goodbye? Do we?
Well, we have, we had the Sheep Podcast Live kind of stuff that we went having gone on here. And I think that there's a couple of, we could stop. We could just leave it like that. Yeah, we could just leave it at that. We could stop it.
Like a special Sheepy Live episode? Short, sweet, to the point?
Yeah, short, sweet, to the point. Yeah, we could totally do that.
There's podcasting news, but guess what? It'll still be there next week. Our Kickstarter, tick-tock.
Well, that's what we have for this episode because we really wanted to just talk about the She Podcast conference experience that we want you guys to kind of check out, especially with that Kickstarter campaign. And hopefully that at least the conversation made you imagine the possibilities of what an event like this would be. So we would really appreciate it if you went and checked it out. Other than that, I think we're going to be closing it early today. We just wanted to make it all about this. So all minds are focused and you can actually just click the link in our show notes to go directly to the Kickstarter campaign as well and tell your friends. So maybe this isn't your thing. Maybe you're like, you know what? I really love these ladies, but I just either don't have the funds or I'm not going to attend. Share it. Share it on social media. Share it with your friends. Talk about it. And especially if you're a podcaster.
Yeah. Share it with someone who you think needs their own podcast because you all know one person that's like, you got to have your own show here, girl. This is a really good quick barrier to entry into having any kind of your own show. So if you know someone like that who has an amazing personality, but they don't have their own show of any kind, YouTube, etc., this is a great way to start into that world, podcasting.
Yep.
And you guys know totally. That if you're listening to this, but just saying, like, send it to your friend who has a big personality and nowhere to put it. Like me, that's me. I'm that girl.
Mind you, Jess is going to Georgia next week, and there is a possibility we won't be able to get a show out to you guys next week because she'll be traveling, and I'm not sure if I can fit it into my crazy schedule as of next week. So if there's no show next week, expect one for the next week after that. But if you have any feedback about this, we would also love to hear from you. feedback@shepodcast.com. Plus, you can follow us in all of the different places in social media. You can find us by We Are She Podcast. So it's pretty easy for you to find us all over the place. And I do implore you to go to that Instagram post where Jess asked for some feedback and let us know your dreams because we would.
I implore you as well. Next week, we're starting a new segment called Super Squad Sample because Elsie and I are doing QAs in our Super Squad group every week. And some of the questions you guys have been asking have been really interesting. And I know a lot of you want to know the answer. So the next time we come back to the show, we're going to do Super Squad Sample where we take a sample of one of the more common or more complicated questions that are being asked of us in the Super Squad. And we're going to answer them together live for you. So I'm really excited about that, actually, because I had someone write me with a couple questions and now I'm going to have to answer in an email because we didn't do it this time. That's okay.
But we will do it. And that way you guys will get at least some answers here and we'll have that and
of course, it's going to be time coded. And you guys can just, if you just want those questions, you can check them out. And if you want to have your question answered, you would have to be part of our She Podcast Super Squad, which is $5 a month, guys, $5 a month on our Patreon.
Yep. shepodcast.com/Patreon. Do you like my little pretty links? They're very convenient. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at She Podcast. Join our group for free and join the Super Squad for $5 a month. Thank you so much for listening. See you next week in Atlanta. And hopefully we'll have another show for you next week. Bye. Love you.
Mean it.
Bye.